This episode is brought to you by IVP. Chandra Crane knows what it's like to have pain surrounding a mixed heritage. With her own multi-ethnic and multicultural background, she has keenly felt the otherness of never quite fitting in. In her book, Mixed Blessing, Crane explores what scripture and history teach us about ethnicity and how we can bring all of ourselves to our sense of identity and calling in the world. As a listener of this podcast, you can receive 25% off of Mixed Blessing when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by Inner Varsity Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwen. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading. 2 Chronicles, chapter 25, verses 1 through 24. Amaziah's reign. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother was Jehoadan, who was from Jerusalem. He did what the Lord approved, but not with wholehearted devotion. When he had secured control of the kingdom, he executed the servants who had assassinated his father, the king. However, he did not execute their sons. He obeyed the Lord's commandment as recorded in the law scroll of Moses. Fathers must not be executed for what their sons do, and sons must not be executed for what their fathers do. A man must be executed only for his own sin. Amaziah assembled the people of Judah and assigned them by families to the commanders of units of 1,000 and the commanders of units of 100 for all Judah and Benjamin. He counted those 20 years old and up and discovered there were 300,000 young men of fighting age equipped with spears and shields. He hired 100,000 Israelite warriors for 100 talents of silver. But a prophet visited him and said, "O king, the Israelite troops must not go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel or any of the Ephraimites. Even if you go and fight bravely in battle, God will defeat you before the enemy. God is capable of helping or defeating." Amaziah asked the prophet, "But what should I do about the 100 talents of silver I paid the Israelite troops?" The prophet replied, "The Lord is capable of giving you more than that." So Amaziah dismissed the troops that had come to him from Ephraim and sent them home. They were very angry at Judah and returned home incensed. Amaziah boldly led his army to the Valley of Salt, where he defeated 10,000 Edomites. The men of Judah captured 10,000 men alive. They took them to the top of a cliff and threw them over. All the captives fell to their death. Now the troops Amaziah had dismissed and had not allowed to fight in the battle raided the cities of Judah from Samaria to Beth Horon. They killed 3,000 people and carried off a large amount of plunder. When Amaziah returned from defeating the Edomites, he brought back the gods of the people of Seir and made them his personal gods. He bowed down before them and offered them sacrifices. The Lord was angry at Amaziah and sent a prophet to him who said, "Why are you following these gods who could not deliver their own people from your power?" While he was speaking, Amaziah said to him, "Did we appoint you to be a royal counselor? Stop prophesying or else you will be killed." So the prophet stopped, but added, "I know that God has decided to destroy you because you have done this thing and refused to listen to my advice." After King Amaziah of Judah consulted with his advisors, he sent this message to the king of Israel, "Joash, son of Jehoaz, the son of Jehu, come, face me on the battlefield." King Joash of Israel sent this message back to King Amaziah of Judah. A thorn bush in Lebanon sent this message to a cedar in Lebanon. Give your daughter to my son as wife. Then a wild animal of Lebanon came by and trampled down the thorn bush. You defeated Edom, and it has gone to your head. Gloat over your success, but stay in your palace. Why bring calamity on yourself? Why bring down yourself and Judah along with you? But Amaziah did not heed the warning, for God wanted to hand them over to Joash, because they followed the gods of Edom. So King Joash of Israel attacked. He and King Amaziah of Judah faced each other on the battlefield in Beth Shemesh of Judah. Judah was defeated by Israel, and each man ran back home. King Joash of Israel captured King Amaziah of Judah, son of Joash, son of Jehoash, in Beth Shemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem. He broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, a distance of about 600 feet. He took away all the gold and silver, all the items found in God's temple that were in the care of Obed-Edom, the riches in the royal palace, and some hostages. Then he went back to Samaria. 2 Kings chapter 13, verses 12 through 13. The rest of the events of Jehoash's reign, including all his accomplishments and his successful war with King Amaziah of Judah, are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Israel. Jehoash passed away, and Jeroboam succeeded him on the throne. Jehoash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. 2 Kings chapter 14, verses 15 through 28. The rest of the events of Jehoash's reign, including all his accomplishments and his successful war with King Amaziah of Judah, are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Israel. And Jehoash passed away and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. His son, Jeroboam, replaced him as king. King Amaziah, son of Joash of Judah, lived for 15 years after the death of King Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz of Israel. The rest of the events of Amaziah's reign are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Judah. Conspirators plotted against him in Jerusalem, so he fled to Lachish. But they sent assassins after him, and they killed him there. His body was carried back by horses, and he was buried in Jerusalem with his ancestors in the city of David. All the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in his father Amaziah's place. Azariah built up Elath and restored it to Judah after the king had passed away. Jeroboam's second reign over Israel. In the 15th year of the reign of Judah's king, Amaziah, son of Joash, Jeroboam, son of Joash, became king over Israel. He reigned for 41 years in Samaria. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not repudiate the sinful ways of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who encouraged Israel to sin. He restored the border of Israel from Lebo Hamath in the north to the Sea of the Rift Valley in the south, just as in the message from the Lord God of Israel that he had announced through his servant Jonah, son of Amittai, the prophet from Gath-Hepher. The Lord saw Israel's intense suffering. Everyone was weak and incapacitated, and Israel had no deliverer. The Lord had not decreed that he would blot out Israel's memory from under heaven. So he delivered them through Jeroboam, son of Joash. The rest of the events of Jeroboam's reign, including all his accomplishments, his military success in restoring Israelite control over Damascus and Hamath, are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Israel. 2 Kings chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. Azariah's reign over Judah. In the 27th year of King Jeroboam's reign over Israel, Amaziah's son, Azariah, became king over Judah. He was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah, who was from Jerusalem. He did what the Lord approved, just as his father Amaziah had done. But the high places were not eliminated. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense on the high places. The Lord afflicted the king with an illness. He suffered from a skin disease until the day he died. He lived in separate quarters while his son Jotham was in charge of the palace and ruled over the people of the land. 2 Chronicles chapter 25, verse 25 through chapter 26, verse 10. King Amaziah, son of Joash of Judah, lived for 15 years after the death of King Joash, son of Jehoahaz of Israel. The rest of the events of Amaziah's reign, from start to finish, are recorded in the scroll of the kings of Judah and Israel. From the time Amaziah turned from following the Lord, conspirators plotted against him in Jerusalem, so he fled to Lachish. But they sent assassins after him, and they killed him there. His body was carried back by horses, and he was buried with his ancestors in the city of David. Chapter 26. Uzziah's reign. All the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in his father Amaziah's place. Uzziah built up Elath and restored it to Judah after King Amaziah had passed away. Uzziah was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah, who was from Jerusalem. He did what the Lord approved, just as his father Amaziah had done. He followed God during the lifetime of Zechariah, who taught him how to honor God. As long as he followed the Lord, God caused him to succeed. Uzziah attacked the Philistines and broke down the walls of Gath, Jabna, and Ashdod. He built cities in the region of Ashdod and throughout Philistine territory. God helped him in his campaigns against the Philistines, the Arabs living in Gerbaal, and the Mennonites. The Ammonites paid tribute to Uzziah, and his fame reached the border of Egypt, for he grew in power. Uzziah built and fortified towers in Jerusalem, at the Corner Gate, Valley Gate, and at the Angle. He built towers in the wilderness and dug many cisterns, for he owned many herds in the foothills and on the plain. He had workers in the fields and vineyards, in the hills, and in Carmel, for he loved agriculture. Psalm 67. For the music director to be accompanied by stringed instruments. A psalm, a song. May God show us his favor and bless us. May he smile on us. Selah. Then those living on earth will know what you are like. All nations will know how you deliver your people. Let the nations thank you, O God. Let all the nations thank you. Let foreigners rejoice and celebrate, for you execute justice among the nations and govern the people living on earth. Selah. Let the nations thank you, O God. Let all the nations thank you. The earth yields its crops. May God, our God, bless us. May God bless us. Then all the ends of the earth will give him the honor he deserves. Your word is true. New Testament reading. John chapter 17 through chapter 18, verse 2. Chapter 17. Jesus prays for the Father to glorify him. When Jesus had finished saying these things, he looked upward to heaven and said, Father, the time has come. Glorify your Son, so that your Son may glorify you, just as you have given him authority over all humanity, so that he may give eternal life to everyone you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. I glorified you on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me at your side with the glory I had with you before the world was created. Jesus prays for the disciples. I have revealed your name to the men who gave me out of the world. They belong to you, and you gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they understand that everything you have given me comes from you, because I have given them the words you have given me. They accepted them and really understand that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me. I am praying on behalf of them. I am not praying on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those who you have given me, because they belong to you. Everything I have belongs to you, and everything you have belongs to me, and I have been glorified by them. I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them safe in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I kept them safe and watched over them in your name that you have given me. Not one of them was lost except the one destined for destruction, so that the scripture could be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and I am saying these things in the world, so they may experience my joy completed in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Just as you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I set myself apart on their behalf, so that they too may be truly set apart. Jesus prays for believers everywhere. I'm not praying only on their behalf, but also on behalf of those who believe in me through their testimony, that they will all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I am in you. I pray that they will be in us so that the world will believe that you sent me. The glory you gave to me, I have given to them, that they may be one just as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be completely one, so that the world will know that you sent me, and you have loved them just as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, so that they can see my glory that you gave me, because you love me, before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, even if the world does not know you, I know you, and these men know that you sent me. I made known your name to them, and I will continue to make it known, so that the love you have loved me with may be in them, and I may be in them. Chapter 18. Betrayal and Arrest. When he had said these things, Jesus went out with his disciples across the Kidron Valley. There was an orchard there, and he and his disciples went into it. Now Judas, the one who betrayed him, knew the place too, because Jesus had met there many times with his disciples. Mark chapter 14, verses 32 through 42. Gethsemane. Then they went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John with him and became very troubled and distressed. He said to them, "My soul is deeply grieved, even to the point of death. Remain here and stay alert." Going a little further, he threw himself to the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour would pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." Then he came and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? Couldn't you stay awake for 1 hour? Stay awake and pray that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again and prayed the same thing. When he came again, he found them sleeping. They could not keep their eyes open, and they did not know what to tell him. He came a third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough of that. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up. Let us go. Look, my betrayer is approaching." This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Gracious and merciful God, Lord, we thank you for today. Thank you for another opportunity to get in the word. And we thank you, O Lord, that you do indeed communicate with us by the power of the Spirit through your word. God, we thank you for the divine wisdom that you bestow upon us, the way that you teach us, encourage us, correct us, the way that you clarify and even invite us into things that at one time have seemed mysterious to us. You give us insight, O God. And we thank you for this act of kindness. We thank you, O God, for the ways in which you mature us in your word and in your ethics and in your ways, O God. We thank you, O Lord, for the prayers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Jesus, that you do indeed pray for us and over us. God, we see in our mind's eye this image of you, Jesus, knowing fully your body. Although fully God, you're also fully man. Your body knew all the anxiety, all the emotions of death that awaited you very soon, a death that you, in obedience, would follow through on. You felt that distress and that trouble and that turmoil in your very body. And yet you prayed. And yet you prayed for us. You prayed for your disciples then, but also your disciples now. And we thank you for this beautiful and divine prayer, O God, that we, O God, would indeed be your people, that we would persevere, that we would press on, O God, that we might get weary and sleepy, but that in you we would not fail. And I thank you, O God, that when we get sleepy, when we are not on watch as you have called us to be, you continue to pray over us and for us. We thank you, O God, that even now with your glorified, nail-scarred hands, you have them outstretched over us, interceding on behalf of your church. And so while things may not look good at times and or not be good at times, we are reminded that the one who has the whole world in his hands is praying over us. Thank you, Jesus, for the faithfulness of your prayer life. And we pray, O God, as we get in the word, that we would also not only grow in our Bible study and our thirst for your word and understanding, but that we would also mature in our prayer practices, O God. Would you help us to pray without ceasing? Would you help us to live in a way in deep gratitude that we have the opportunity by the power of the Spirit to commune with the thrice holy living God as we pray to you, moment to moment, breath to breath. Thank you, Jesus, for the fidelity of your prayers, for the power of your prayers, for the love and endurance of your prayers. And oh God, help us to likewise be a prayerful people. It is in Christ's name that we pray. Amen and amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth's Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag Truth's Table.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
So